Good evening, everyone, and welcome here to this particular room. Chris, I think you opened it up outside your clubhouse and not your room, but it's okay. So tonight, our very own prophetess, Crystal Love, is starting the launch of her Holistic Ministries Be Healed room. And tonight, she just wanted to do an introduction and welcome you all to the club. So even though we're not under the club, it's okay. What you can do is go to her profile and click on the club and become a member. So today is literally just the introduction, the launch. So I introduce to some and I present to others, none other than Prophetess Crystal Love. Crystal, the mic is yours.
Hi, everybody. And as you can see, thank you so much, Prophetess Madeline. As you can see, as I am new to this, I did not do it properly, but I thank God. greatly appreciate Prophetess Madeline even pushing me to step out on faith and do this clubhouse. There's just so many things that God has placed in my life, and like most of us have, we have a reluctancy as to how to move forward. So I am definitely one of those people that have that testimony as, you know, maybe not being confident and not aware all the time of what God wants you to do and when he wants you to do it. But I do encourage everybody that is in this clubhouse on today to be confident in what God has placed in your life, no matter how difficult it may seem, no matter how in times past you may have begun things and started and stopped it. I have definitely, and I know a lot of us can attest to that, but I just want to let you know, encourage you, everything that God has given you, he has a set time for you to give birth to it, and everything that you need is inside of him. Everything that you need is locked inside of God. So Holistic Ministries, that is the name of this clubhouse. And like Prophetess Madeline said, this is just an introduction. But this ministry was birthed out of pain back in 2012 when my dad transitioned. Me and him were very, very close. But when he transitioned and went to be home with the Lord, it was a season where I felt lost. I felt lost because me and my dad were very, very close. Awesome man of God, prophet of God, and we were really close. We were inseparable. We like literally lived minutes away from each other. But it was a time where I had to really lean and depend on God for everything, because I went to my dad for spiritual advice. I went to him to interpret my dreams. Anything that I needed, you know, I really can honestly say I could rely on my dad. Yes, I did have a relationship with God and I was saved, but he was the first authoritative figure and especially my spiritual mentor. And so when he left, I felt lost and I said, Lord, well, you know, who's going to interpret my dreams? You know, who is going to give me insight, you know, when, you know, I need help? And who's going to help me break down the scriptures? And it was just so many things about my life where I felt like I was lost when my dad left. But that was a time when the Lord, he spoke to me so clearly. And he said, I was here all the time. While I instantly went to my dad to ask for help from him. But the Lord told me, I was here all the time. And that was a journey. 2012 all the way up until this point has been a journey that God has taken me to and is still guiding me along the way for healing and wholeness. So Holistic Ministries was birthed out of that. Going beyond just having, I don't know, you know, even everybody that will listen to this that is in the room today have had upbringing in church, because I was raised in church. All of my life, I was raised in church. My grandmother was a pastor, and my dad was a prophet, preacher, my mother, missionary, and a lot of my family, you know, were in ministry in some type of way. And so I had ministry all around me. And so I was aware of a lot of things, but at the same time, it was not until I had a personal encounter with the Lord where I got to know him for myself. And again, this is a journey that continues to go on and on and on. We never get to a place where we say, okay, I got God, because he'll take us to leaps and bounds, all according to our surrender and our seek after him. And so Holistic Ministries first started, you know, back in 2012. I was doing fitness classes. I was totally engulfed in my nutrition, you know, making sure I ate properly, incorporating, like I said, fitness classes. And then the Lord gave me the different areas, spiritually, making sure these four areas are intact: spiritually, physically, emotionally, and socially. Because after, even in church, after you have that church experience, when you go home, this is when you have to be able to allow God all of the word that has been preached, crying on the altar, you know, all of that is good. But knowing how to apply all of what you learn and all of what you heard to your everyday life, and not being so engulfed in, not saying, because of course, ultimately, we have to keep God first. But he was letting me know that though you are praying, though you are fasting, though you are seeking me, all the other areas of your life are not being taken care of and not being nurtured. Some people, even when you look at the physical body, if you're not exercising, if you're not eating the proper foods, you're not physically fit even for the kingdom, because your body and your mind and your spirit, your heart, all of that has to be healthy in order for us to effectively move forward. And so he allowed me to zero in on these areas. And I also want to say, we are all multifaceted. You know, I know sometimes we hone in on one particular thing that God has called us to do. It's nothing wrong with that. But I want to share just personally in my life, I have had so many areas in my life that I had interest in. I had interest in fashion design, interior decorating, photography, nutrition, fitness, of course, ultimately, you know, ministry. But I had different interest in all of these areas. And I've heard so many people, you know, in the course of my time of being here on earth, you know, Crystal, you're all over the place. And it's crazy, because I would believe those things. You're all over the place. Every time I turn around, you're doing this and you're doing that. And I said, well, Lord, I know that these things that you have called me to do are inside of me. I know you spoke them to me. I know you gave me these visions. And so I just want to talk to the person that has a lot of things that you have interest in. And you're like, Lord, I don't want to be all over the place doing all of these things. But how do I bring that all together? And so, like I said, though I had interest, of course, ministry, I started when I was 20, preaching and, you know, just flowing in ministry in different capacities. And then I got on this fitness kick where I was just like totally engulfed in eating the right things, because when I started really honing in and studying on different things that we put in our body and how we can really eat the proper foods to cause healing in our body, in addition to the Lord bringing healing to us, because God made our bodies to be able to heal itself. But we can't do that if we don't give our bodies the proper thing, the proper nutrients, and really take care of it, because our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so we cannot neglect that. And, you know, even in our culture, in the Black culture, you know, we have been known to have church and then You know, go and get a chicken box or just eat all this type of crazy food, and then go home and go to sleep, you know. But the Lord allowed me to have, and I know He put that in me, to have a really, really, really strong desire to be physically in shape and make sure that I help others do the same. So I went and got a certification in holistic nutrition. I think that was like 2 years ago. But all of course, you know, through the years, I just did my research. I was making meal plans for people, really not even really knowing all of the ins and outs. But I said, well, let me go get certified so that, you know, when I do it, I really know what I'm talking about. And so the physical part, you know, making sure you're, you know, you're physically fit for the kingdom, because even when you're spiritually being used by God, when you come down, off of when the Lord has used you and you come down, physically you feel it. And if you are not physically in shape, it will tear you up. And I have experienced that. And so I do encourage. And I want to also say I have all of the things that I do that are there in my profile. If you need help with doing meal plans and having somebody to be accountable, you know, to help you do your meal plans, vegan, pescatarian, traditional, and the other one, vegan, pescatarian, oh, vegetarian. So I do have assistance in those areas if you do need help with those areas, just to have somebody to help you be accountable to eating right and making sure you put the right things in your body. And then I also want to say, in addition to that, even with COVID and what is going on right now, I always felt this, and, you know, I'm an advocate, of course, wear your mask and do all of the things you need to do. But I always felt like, and I said this to people, and I do say this to people, that if we really promote it, if the CDC and, you know, of course they're not going to do this, but if they really honed in and promoted people really taking care of their bodies and eating the right things, then your immune system would be strong enough to fight disease. There are a lot of things that are in the foods that we eat that cause us our immune system not to do what is naturally designed to do. And God made everything. When He made man, He said that it was good. So everything that our body is supposed to do, it's already in our bodies to do. And so because of all of the things that we put in our bodies and then the things that are in the foods that we eat, our immune system is overloaded with all of these toxins. So it is not producing the proper amount of strength to fight off disease when it's supposed to. So you think about everything, not just the foods, but just the things that even we put on our bodies. And I know a lot of people are coming out with natural, you know, products. I don't have any. Only thing I have is natural hair growth oil. But all of these people are coming out with natural products. I do encourage people to hone in on that, because it's a lot of things that I feel like we can do ourselves to help our body stay healthy. So moving on from that, like I said, it's Holistic Ministries is physical, spiritual, emotional, and social. Our emotional health is very, very important, that we be emotionally stable. And how to do that is definitely very important. You may need help, you know, counseling. I'm also I'm certified pastoral counselor as well. Counseling is very important, having someone that, you know, you can talk to, because outside of the church experience, outside of even your own personal prayer life, not saying that God can't come in and bring healing to you in your own personal relationship, and which He can. But the Bible does say that in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And so I have myself, and still do, from time to time, go to counseling, because it's so important to have somebody else on the other end listening to what is going on inside of you. And we are helpers one to another. There are certain things that God, yes, reveals to us personally, but there are certain things that God will show other people to help you and to challenge you to come out of that place that you're in to bring healing. So I'm an advocate of that emotional health, because a lot of our relationships, and so that's the next area, socially. So that's four areas: spiritual, physical, emotional, social. Socially, our relationships are very important to growth in every area, in your spiritual life, in your business. All of us have different gifts that we are offering, that we can offer to each other. But if we don't know how to value the people that are in our lives, and we don't know how to establish healthy relationships and establish healthy boundaries, then we cannot be able to accept the help from other people, value the help, appreciate the help, and then also offer what God has put inside of us. So again, all of these four areas, God highlighted to me, and it has been inside of me for so long to really launch out all of the things that God has given me. It takes courage to do what God has placed in us to do. Some people, and I will say, just being transparent in this clubhouse today, it takes a lot. And I know a lot of people look at me and they be like, you know, you're the strong woman and strong woman of God. And, you know, they look at this person, but outside of me moving and being confident, it takes a push. It takes a push. It takes a lot for me to step out on faith and do what God has called me to do. But because it's in me, I cannot afford to not release it, because I can't rest. You know, when I don't do what God has called me to do, I can't rest. So you're looking at a person, and I'm just testifying of a person that was once scared to leave the house, scared to go to the mall, scared to go anywhere by myself, scared to do anything. And God called me into ministry. And I remember the day that I heard his voice and he told me that I would be a prophet and a preacher. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, Lord, if that's what you called me to do, then you will have to do it, because it's no way that I can get in front of a room full of people, let alone, you know, even sitting, you know, even in school. I was sitting in the back of the class. I didn't want to be seen, didn't want to be heard. So I said, Lord, if this is what you're calling me to do, you have to do it. And so that's one of the things that I had to, you know, really, really, really allow God to bring me out and give me confidence. And I just want to let you know that everybody in this clubhouse, I want to encourage you that you can do whatever God has placed on the inside of you to do. And just understand that we have to rely on him. We do also, there are people out here that can help us. There are different trainings. If you have different giftings and you're not sure how to operate, if you have businesses and visions that you're not sure how to launch them and operate, I also have a ministry called Vision Advance to help people birth out their visions. And I believe, and I know that the struggles sometimes that we have in our lives to step out on faith, a lot of times that's the ministry that God has given you. All of the things, seeing people walk in purpose, seeing people be confident in who God called them to be, going after the underdogs. You know, I have a deep love for those that are broken, those that are hurt, those that have been cast to the side, because I know how that feels to be looked over and to, you know, for people to just push you to the side and go after the other person. I know how that feels. But just thank God. I thank God today because I wanted to be accepted so bad. It's no telling if those people would have drawn me in where I would be, because I wanted to, and I compromised so much in times past because I wanted to be accepted, but not knowing, you know, that I was accepted by God. You know, and even if you look at abandonment, you know, those different areas, rejection, you know, it was good. Like the Bible says that I was afflicted. It was good that I wasn't accepted in certain arenas, you know, wanting to be popular, you know, wanting to be well known, wanting my name to be heard. These are things that a lot of us may deal with and not even admit that we have issues in that area. And God wants us to be healed and be whole. And even the scripture, which is the key scripture that God gave me for this ministry, is John 5:6. You know, he asked the man that had been laying there for so long. He asked him, I'm not going to really get in detail about that. He said, will thou be made whole?
You know, it is basically a question. God is not going to force this on you, but he wants to know beyond where we are today. And just looking beyond, deeper than the symptoms that we're experiencing, but getting to the root of the issues in our heart. Do we want to be made whole in every area? Because I will say this, when one area is lacking, it will be seen and evident in every area of your life. And so while some people, even like I said, in church, you know, like me, I would engulf myself in ministry, be a part of this and part of that, preaching here, doing this and doing that. And I'm like, I'm pleasing the Lord. And he's like, but you're emotionally unstable, because every time I will share this testimony, whenever I would preach, and this is where it was one day, a light bulb came off one day, turned on one day, and God began to really explain to me why this would happen. I would minister, and afterwards, it would take me like a week or two to recover. Now, two things, of course, like physically, I wasn't in shape, because when I would minister, I would just give my all. I mean, everything in me, I would be so drained and poured out because of the intensity of the ministry. But also emotionally, it would take me almost weeks to recover. And I thought to myself, and I was thinking, you know, maybe that's just warfare and backlash. But what the Lord showed me one day, he let me know that the other areas of my life, because I was so engulfed in ministry, I did not allow him into the other areas of my life. My relationships were not healthy. I would allow anybody in my circle. Emotionally, I was all over the place and unstable. But as soon as I tuned into the spirit, and then come down, I would feel all of it. And then he let me know one day, he was just like letting me know, like, these areas need to be addressed. Do you want to be effective in every area of your life? Do you want to fully be used to the full capacity that I called you to? If you do, let me come in and bring balance in all of these areas, so that when you come forth, you can be effective and that other people can experience this too. So he said, will you be made whole? I want to bring healing and I want to make you whole. I want your whole person to be together. And so I believe that is the totality of what God wants for all of us. He wants all of us to be made whole. We're going to go through things, and we're not going to be, I'm not trying to say you're going to be this perfect person, but no, you're going to be complete in God. You're going to be confident enough to where you have been through these things in your life. And you can really say, hey, I got a badge in this area because I've endured. I've allowed myself to go through the process. I allow these cycles to be broken that I keep repeating. And now God has come in and we have taken those walls down, you know, and really allow him to come in and go through the process. That process of taking a Band-Aid off of a wound, it's brave for us to allow God to do that. And at the same time, it's very painful, especially if it's been going on for so long and those roots are so deep. And you're saying to the Lord, I don't even want to feel the pain of this. But God covers us in the midst of that pain. He puts us under spiritual anesthesia while he is performing surgery on those areas that have been long gone. They probably gangrene, got infection, and then have attacked other areas of our lives. But in that instant, when we allow God to come in, do you know he clears it up right then? And then that becomes a journey of wholeness. After he comes in and initially takes the sting out of that wound, then he takes you on a journey where he said, let me walk you through this process. Because what is the process after you get the prayer and after you like, okay, I've been broken free and the chain is off of me and I feel like I'm free. I want to run around and I just want to tell everybody. So then it comes a process where you have to allow God to transform your mind, because your mind, if your mind is not transformed after you come through that experience of God taking the sting out of what you've been dealing with, if your mind isn't transformed, then you will find your mind taking you back to that place where God brought you out of it, back to that place where God healed you from, where the enemy will try to make you think like you have not been free from it. But it's a process of God stabilizing your mind and transforming your mind to think different. And this is a transformation that has to be done intentionally through the word of God, through prayer, through counsel, you know, through, like I said, trainings and whatever we have to do, we have to be intentional. It can't just be one session. If you do go to counseling, it can't just be one, but it has to be intentional, consistent redoing of a lot or undoing of a lot of things that we have allowed life. And then it's some things we didn't even intentionally do, but life has programmed you into mentally thinking a certain way. So God said, I need to transform your mind all over again so that you won't be in that place that man was and say, you know, what he said in the scripture, he said, nobody will help me get in, you know, when the water was troubled. And think about it. If you are in a place, just think about this in the scripture in the book of John, when the water was troubled and whoever got in the water was healed. If you were in a place that you really wanted to be healed, wouldn't you sit by that water? I mean, wouldn't you go as close as you could to make sure that next opportunity, when it presented itself, that you would be in a place, in a posture to receive what God has for you? And so sometimes, because of our posture and mindset of the old, we're like, you know what, if God gonna do it, he gonna do it, you know, let his will be done, you know, if it's gonna change, nobody can do this but God. And God is sitting on the throne like, I gave you authority to speak over your own situation, but at the same time, you have to posture yourself. Like, God is like, I need you to partner with me on this. You know, I don't need you to be lazy and complacent in that place. And even in that mindset, I don't need you to be complacent, but I need you to partner with me. So that way, when I do set you free, you can maintain that. So it's a lot of maintenance that we need to do. And that's even, like I said, in our spiritual walk, physically, you know, maintaining. A lot of us have like made some challenges and some goals, especially with 2022. And we're saying, you know, I have this goal. I'm going to lose 20, 30 pounds. I'm going to eat right. And, you know, we have all of these plans that we set for the beginning of the year. But the thing about that, we have to train our minds. We have to train our minds and say, okay, what is your purpose of doing that? Is this going to be a lifestyle change, or is it just going to be a 30-day challenge? And once I lose that 20 pounds, then I'm good. You know, once I can get back in the outfit that I've been trying to get back in, then I'm good. God is disciplining us in every area. So it's not even about trying to lose weight to look a certain way. No. Can we discipline ourselves to eat the proper foods to fuel our body? Can we discipline ourselves enough to say, I'm going to plan this vision out. I'm going to plan to launch my business in 3 months. I'm going to plan to buy this house. I'm going to plan to save up this amount of money. I'm going to plan to work on my credit. You know, so all of these areas of our lives where we can be so focused on one and all of the rest of them can be lacking. So God is saying, I want the whole man. I want the whole man to come together and be healed. And so that is the bulk of the vision, you know, that God has given me. And he has walked me through and still does walk me through those places of discipline and those places of bringing me even personally to that place of being consistent in my own personal life. But it was a process, and it still is. You know, we are constantly evolving. We're constantly growing, and we have to nurture what God has placed inside of us. And so to be whole and be healed again, it is intentional, and it has to be something that you feel like is valuable. You have to feel like what God has given you, he's given you a body. You know, a lot of us don't even like the way we look. You know, we add so many things, take so many things away. We've been given a body that we have to even take care of. Every part of our body we have to take care of. And so it's not going to take care of itself. So inside and out is important to God. If he knows how many hairs are on our head, don't you think he cares about our hair growth? You know, because even with women, and some men are have dealt with hair loss, he cares about that. Because if you don't have that together, you bald and your hair falling out, and every time you turn around, your hair is shedding, and you're thinking like, what's going on? Because I am a hairstylist full time, and God did give me the vision to start a hair to create a hair growth oil that I do have as well. But all of the things that I'm talking about, he cares about. He cares about it because you care about it. So all of that matters to him. All of that matters to him. And the reason why is because all of what God has given us to do, our whole body, our mind, our soul, our spirit, our heart has to be whole so that we can be effective. And we help each other do that. You know, we hold each other accountable. If you need someone to help you be accountable for eating right, going to the gym, making sure you pray, making sure you're fasting with somebody else, whatever you have to do, joining some Bible studies, whatever you have to do to make sure you are healthy in every area, do it on this year. And then I share in a group that I have on Facebook a couple of hours ago, to be unapologetically and authentically you. You owe that to the world. Do you know how much of an upgrade that you would give the world if you would just really be yourself? You don't have to be a replica of anybody else. You don't even have to covet anybody's gifts. You don't have to try to make yourself be. And this is the one of the things that this ministry was birthed out as well, because I was looking at other things that other people were doing through the course of the years. And I was just like, Lord, but I have a whole bunch of visions. So how do you put all that together? And all of the desires, all the visions that God gave me, all make up Holistic Ministries. I didn't understand it. What if I had listened? And I did for periods of time. When I got in bouts of depression and I just didn't want to do anything, just shutting down. But what if I had to listen to the people to say, you know, Crystal, you all over the place. You got all this stuff going on. Every time I turn around, you're doing something. But all of that makes up who I am. All of the visions, all of the ideas make up who Crystal is. And you have to understand that too. Don't limit yourself to one thing. And it's all about your faith, because if you want to stay in one arena and that's just that. But if God has given you multiple things to do, he's going to give you a balance as to how to do it and what to give time to and when, what season to do all of that. And that was the thing that how Vision Advanced started, because I said, Lord, I need to write down all of these things. I need to plan out all of these things. And the planners that I have, everything that I have produced, the visionary planners that I have, like I said, everything is in my profile. Everything that I have done, it's just not to just say I have a book or I have a planner or I have help. No, all of that is the things that God gave me to help me. And he told me to share the things that he gave me, the strategies that he gave me, he told me to share it with other people. So that's the totality of, again, the foundation of Holistic Ministries. And so every week, what I'm going to do moving forward, and I'm still in prayer, you know, as it pertains to different things, but I'm going to have different guests to come on as well. So I'm not going to just be doing it by myself. I'm going to be partnering with other people for different areas and different topics, talking about relationships and marriage. And, you know, like I said, it's the totality, it's every area of our lives that God cares about. But just honing in and going in detail and giving strategies as God leads as to how to deal with life itself. And that's all that God wants us to do. He wants us to allow him to come in every area and bring wholeness. And when we do that, we will see that it will be such a flow. It will be such an ease when you are comfortable in your own skin and you are determined just to be who you are no matter what or who. You know, it's some people that come along the way and just, and thank God for the constructive criticism, even thank God for the negative criticism, because that makes you sometimes push even more. And then it also calls you to reevaluate so that you can be sure of who you are. Because if every time somebody comes along the way to criticize what God has given you and you keep second guessing, God is like, did you hear that from me? Didn't I tell you what I called you to be? And you're going to let somebody else come outside of what I said to say something opposite. So it's good sometimes to hear positive and negative, because the positive, like in a battery, the positive and negative is what causes the battery to work. And so you need all of that. We need all of that to be processed in this world. We need all of it. And so that is the gist of it. I just wanted to do a introduction of what God has birthed inside of me and what he wants me to release, you know, in the world. And the totality of that, I don't have all the answers. I don't even know all of what this is going to lead to. But every day, you know, yes by yes, instruction by instruction, that is all we have to do. The just shall live by faith. That's what the Bible says. And after it's all said and done, after you didn't wrote out the plan, like the Bible says, you write the vision and make it plain. Even after you write it out, you pray over it and you ask the Lord to give you further instruction. And as he can trust us and release things to us in time, he'll start giving us more and start adding more. But in the meantime, we have to be very, very diligent with the things that he's already given us and have balance and create balance and definitely pray for timing as to when to release those things. So that is basically it. You know, that's all I wanted to really, really talk about tonight. And I am definitely open if you want to back channel me and different topics that you may, or different questions that you may have, even based upon, you know, what I just said. Because like I said, it's a lot of times, and because I am a counselor as well, God has definitely put it in my heart to really, really care about what people feel and what people are going through. And like I said, when I listen to people talk about their issues, God gives me the root of what's going on, because it can be so many symptoms that people talk about. And a lot of times people don't know the root. You know, they don't know why they're feeling sad and depressed and angry and upset. A lot of times they don't even know where it came from. And so even in the midst of that, if it's anything, if I'm definitely led of God to do or release, and if it's different topics that, you know, you want to suggest and God gives me the release on it, you can definitely send that to my back channel. But I will be sending out, you know, another reminder about the next Clubhouse, and that will go in more depth and in more detail, you know, as we move forward. And so I just thank you all for even taking the time out to come on. I do want to pray before I close this out. And also, Prophetess Madeline, did you want to say anything before I prayed?
Sure, absolutely. Good evening again to each and every one of you. I am excited to have been in this room tonight. We know, whenever we are about to do something grand, the enemy will show his head. But I thank God for Prophetess Crystal pressing through on tonight, because this room was definitely needed. It was powerful. It was impactful. And I pray that each and every one of you were able to receive something on this evening from her. Before she goes into prayer, I will invite at least two people to the stage if you just want to give a quick takeaway, just so that she understands the importance of why tonight was necessary. So if there are at least two people, I will invite you up really quickly to just give her words of encouragement of why this room was necessary, because I believe that somebody was truly blessed by what was given on tonight. And I want to make sure that you have a moment to share with her what you got out of this room, because there was definitely something deposited into the space. And if there's anybody, don't all hit the hand raising at once. But if you are in the room, thank you, Terrence. Is there anyone else? I can't see it, only... There we go. Perfect. So I will do ladies first. Nyosha, go ahead first and just give us a quick takeaway.
Hello. Good evening. Thanks so much for inviting me up to this stage. I just wanted to share. I was all in Prophetess Crystal's back channels. I was just hopping on just for a second. And when she said that we don't need to be replicas of anybody else, we don't need to covet anybody else's gifts. That was very, very powerful. And the whole part of us not limiting ourselves to just one thing, like it's okay to have multiple gifts and be multifaceted and walk in that. And so I just wanted to come up and share that and let Crystal know that this was an amazing room. It was powerful for the duration that I was in here. So continue to show up and bless God's people. I'm Nyosha and I yield my mic.
Thank you so much, Nyosha, for that feedback. I appreciate it. Thank you again.
Right. Terrence, if you don't mind while I get the ladies first, Miss Jackie.
Yes, I just wanted to say to Crystal, thank you. This is really awesome. And just to let people know that the holistic part is really important when it comes to healing and, you know, just taking in the right foods, eating the right foods. All of that is really important, and it plays a big part on our day-to-day lives. I'm actually on a holistic fast right now. This topic is really great, and I'm just here to learn more. And I'm just praying, you know, praying for you that you will continue on your journey with holistic healing, because it is also, it's mental, spiritually, and, you know, with the mind, body, and soul as well. So I just want to say congratulations, y'all. I'm sorry. I always get nervous when I start talking. I'm sorry. So this is really good, and I'm really looking forward to learning a whole lot more. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Miss Jackie. You know we love you in this room, and in any space that we're in that you're in, you always bring such love and such light. So listen, Crystal, I want to say this, and I'm going to say it publicly. I know she's going to get me. She's in my back channel. It was so funny how you were able to bring this room together. You were like, okay, I don't know if I'm going to do it. Y'all, can I just, let me tell her business for like 2 seconds. So for about 2 hours prior to 7 o'clock, she and I were in a text battle of seeing how she could push it up against the grain. And it looks like I won tonight. I won tonight, because when I know that there is something in somebody, I'm going to make sure that you understand the power that you possess. And Crystal, I just want to say to you, and I'm not going to call you prophetess right now, but I'm going to speak to my sister, Crystal. I am so proud of you. You did this tonight. This room has touched many lives. But I believe that there's somebody in the audience that you and her together could really partner and build what God gave you. And that was, oh, she's on the stage. Okay, so we'll go back down. But I believe that there's a reason that she's here. So Crystal, make sure you follow LaToya. LaToya, make sure you follow Crystal. And maybe y'all should exchange phone numbers. There we go. Dee Dee, any words of encouragement or anything, takeaways?
Yes, can you all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hello, ladies in the room. I'm going to hop in real quick. Crystal, I just want to tell you, honey, that I am so, so godly proud of you. I know what it's like to push past what you're feeling. And at the last minute, you having all kinds of things going on and you don't want to do it. Like, maybe I shouldn't do it. And overcoming that, and what you did was gave the devil a black eye on a whole nother level today. And so I just thank you. I was just listening to parts of your story, because I don't know your whole story. We haven't been knowing each other that long, but I do follow you on your Facebook page, and you are such an inspiration and a blessing to the nations. And so I love the name Holistic Ministries. And just as the young lady said before me, your calling touches every area of the human human spirit. And I just believe God is going to really store you in it, because where there's great opposition, usually that's where your greatest anointing is. And so I'm just grateful. I am just so ecstatic to see you bloom beyond the distractions. And you are blessing me tonight, because listen, I'm working on some stuff. And as I'm working on it, and I hear voices saying, you're not going to do it, it's not going to work. But guess what? I'm pushing through my program right now. So I'm getting it together. And Niosha and everybody is really inspiring me as you step out. And so just be blessed and know that your sisters have your back. And listen, whatever you need us to do, we have you. We have similar passions, because I am called to the underdog. An underdog knows the compassion and have the compassion for other underdogs, right? So I just bless you, and may God keep you in this endeavor in Jesus' name. 2022, it's for you, girl.
Thank you so much, Prophetess Didi, for those amazing words and pouring back into her. Terrence, I got one more woman. I promise I'm coming to you. Thank you so much, brother, for allowing them to go first. Pastor LaToya, go ahead, woman of God.
Prophetess Crystal, I just want to say this room is so needed. I know I back-channeled you that, but everything, so much of what you said resonated with me, with the things that I've actually fought with, because I do a lot. I bake, I sew, you know, and I just do so many different things. And I would always hear that, like, you're doing too much. And I literally shrank back from doing all that I was doing, but also the holistic part of it all. And I know most of you know that I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2019. But the year before I was diagnosed, God had led me to literally change everything that I was eating. I started to exercise. I started, you know, fasting on a daily basis. And I ended up being diagnosed with a stage 1, a triple positive breast cancer, which is a breast cancer that actually spreads rapidly. And the doctors were actually amazed that they found it, because it actually was picked up on a heart CT, not a mammogram, not anything. It was picked up on a heart CT scan. And I know it was all God, but I just thank him for actually leading and guiding me to shift things, because the doctor said, if I had been feeding my body sugar, all of the things that I was doing before, then that type of cancer, which multiplies quickly, would have easily been something different, a totally different diagnosis. And so a lot of times we take our bodies, we take our health and the things that we put in us, we take so much of that for granted when God created us to be temples, and we have to take care of our temples. And sometimes I actually coach women now on a holistic approach. If I had known the things that I know now about even healing with cancer holistically, I probably would have taken another approach, because chemo literally, it did so much to my body. But I'm thankful to still yet be here to testify. But now I help coach women through their process holistically with eating and exercise, because I battled with depression after going through chemotherapy. But then I was led to get up in the morning and run, like literally jog at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And it set my day. I would listen to my worship music. I would get that blood pumping and flowing to oxygenate my body so that I could be productive. And it has literally changed my life. And so this room is so needed. I want to say congratulations. I'm glad you are moving in the authority and the power that God has given you, because lives will be changed. And to those that are in this room listening to my voice, especially for us African-American people, take care of your bodies. Be mindful of what you put into your bodies. Food is not what it used to be. So if you have the ability to grow some things, especially your herbs, and different things like that, that you can utilize to season your foods with, to make your teas with. I want to encourage, it's not hard to do. I literally started one in a small pot a herb, just a herb garden that I use to season all my food, make my teas and everything with. And so I just want to encourage you to just be mindful of what you put into your bodies, what you allow in your mental space as well. Food does affect the mind. People wonder why there are so many children being diagnosed with ADHD, so much depression, so much. Food has an impact on us, whether you believe it or not, it does. And so I just want to encourage each of you, when Prophetess Crystal opens this room to teach you all how to do these things, come into this room, be ready with your notepads, because I promise you it's going to shift the trajectory of your life. And I release my mic.
Wow. I'm telling you, all I heard as you kept talking, I just heard partnership, partnership, partnership. I'm sorry. I heard that thing. Y'all not going to catch it. But yeah, partnership, 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 because I believe that collaboration is going to help to accelerate and cause this to be reached to the masses. Because again, I will share with you all, Prophetess Crystal even does my meal plans. She is very well versed in it. For those who don't know, and I'll share, and then I'm going right to Elder Terrence. After my surgery last year, my body does not break down meat. And I get very sick and very bloated if I try. And as much as I love a good piece of chicken, my body says no. And so I became pescatarian, and it has been one of the most transformational things for me to do. But Prophetess Crystal has been able to give me meal prep plans and exercise videos. I mean, she bad, y'all. She bad. I'm telling y'all, she make 40 look 18. She just does it well. All right, so I'm going to go over to Elder Terrence. Thank you again, man of God, for your patience. Go ahead and speak as you shall.
Amen. Grace and peace, everyone. It's an honor to be in the room today or tonight and be invited to speak on the platform. My queen, sister, prophetess, Crystal. Lord God, I am so godly proud of you. Listen, I'm leaving it as we speak. I'm driving. I just left the gym. And everything you shared, your transparency, the way that you shared your truth and your honesty, it was just refreshing to hear. God wants to make sure that we are, that balance piece really spoke to me in every area of life, ministry. You guys, listen. There's no separation between ministry and your life. It's all a calling, you know. There's no separation. So he wants to make sure that we're balanced in every area. That holistic approach, that's the heart and mind of God. So I thank you for overcoming whatever the enemy was trying to do to stop this room from going forth. I'm so godly proud of you. I'm so godly proud of what God will do through you and through the women. Please embrace what she will share in this room. I'm going to sneak in here sometimes. I know I'm a man, but I'm going to sneak in here and get some of them nuggets. I can be who I need to be as well. But listen, just like one of the other sisters shared tonight, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You can't just put anything inside a temple and expect it to operate in its full capacity. So listen, take heed, back channel her, partner with her, because this is something God is birthing in this room. You have my prayers. You have my support. Anything you need from me, you just call on your brother, and I got your back. But I am so proud of what you shared tonight. I'm driving. I'm trying to keep it in the road because this is, it's needed. It's paramount in this season because you have to be in shape to do what all God called you to do. And that's point blank, period. You know, and it's time we have to speak truth and be honest with ourselves and know, listen, I haven't been in the best shape, God. Let me get myself together. Let me get some help so I can become all that you called me to be. You know, physically, emotionally, financially, relationally, and physically as well. So, I mean, my sister, thank you. It was a breath of fresh air tonight, and I'm so godly proud of you. Keep going.
Wow, I'm blown away. I just want to say thank you so, so much. First, I want to say thank you, Elder Terrence, for sharing that. And I want to say also, this room is not limited to just women. So, so yeah, you can come in and invite other men. Yeah, it's definitely not limited to women. But I thank you for your feedback and for your encouraging words. I greatly, greatly appreciate that. Not OSHA. Thank you so much for your encouraging words. Thank you for the back channel. It took a lot. And Sister Jackie and Dee Dee, I appreciate you all for your feedback and everything that you said, even in the, like I said, the back channels. And Pastor LaToya, I do not know you, but we definitely have to connect. I thank you for sharing your testimony about, because I was literally in tears when you were talking about how, you know, as far as changing your diet with the cancer. And there are natural things that we can eat, you know, and you was talking and I was just sitting here like, oh my goodness. There are different things that we can eat that can stop things from progressing, you know, in our bodies. Even when you said about growing your own foods, I actually have been procrastinating on that, but I have been looking up the beds, like you were saying, the beds, and I have a deck and I was going to put like a couple of them because I don't want to do the garden thing. Not saying I will ever never do it, but I wanted to take the baby steps and do the beds and just grow my own things because there are so many toxins and things that they're putting in our foods. So we're really not eating fresh food. And so if it's somewhere, you know, where you can get the best of the fresh food, compared to the other places, there are different places that you can shop. But I do encourage, and I'll definitely do a clubhouse on that, you know, with the, because I've researched it and everything. I just haven't started it. So that's going to be something I'll do in 2022 to do the bed. But Dee Dee, thank you so much. I just thank all of you, even everybody in the room that came in. Prophetess Madeline talked me off of the ledge earlier. And it's something how, you know, when you don't, when you have other people connected to you and you really, you know, you have your moments and your bouts where you are confident and then you have your times when you're not, because there are times when I'm confident, I don't care who's saying what, I'm going out and I'm busting through the gate and I'm on fire on 1,000. And then I have moments where I'm like Elijah and I go run in a cave. And so that's real talk. That's real talk. And so I just want to encourage all of you that you, when you have those moments, you know, just don't stay isolated, you know. And I thank God, you know, that, you know, God, when Elijah was in the cave and he ran. So this is the thing. I'm going to just say this. I'm going to try to break this brief. He just conquered all of those false prophets, Elijah, right? Big showdown. Everybody was just blown away. And then a woman, not saying that we don't have power, y'all, but Jezebel threatened to kill him, and he ran. So that goes to show you that, yes, do not beat yourself up, you know, for having the moment and feeling bad when you have those moments. So it is all about how you react when those moments come, because I have them. I have them. And then that goes along with being emotionally stable. And then there, like, I don't know who said this. I think it was Pastor LaToya. When you, there are foods that you can eat and stay away from to help balance your emotions. Because I know a lot of us women, we emotionally eat, you know? And so there are certain foods that if you stay away from those certain foods, then it will help balance your emotions. But again, the clubhouse is, you know, that I will host and I will have different people coming in to talk about different topics. We'll just share those things because I believe God has taken us back to the garden. He's taken us back to the garden where we're going to totally understand that we don't need a lot of this other stuff that we use, you know, to, you know, whatever, you know, is going on in our body. Because I remember when I did not have knowledge of stuff, I will Google. I'm like, okay, what can I take instead of this to stop this? I was always looking for something, even if I did not know, you know, the totality of it, but I was always researching, trying to find another option for even when, okay, let me just share this one thing and I promise I'm gonna stop. I remember the doctor gave me medicine for something and I can't remember what it was for, but I promise y'all, every time I took the pill,
Every time I took the pill, I start feeling low and depressed. And I noticed it after the, I don't know if the second or the third time. I said, wait a minute. And the pharmaceutical industry is like making, I mean,
come on, the biggest drug dealer.
Money. And they will prescribe a pill in a minute. And, you know, so at that moment, I was like, okay, I'm not taking, I think it was infection in my mouth. I think it was something to do with my teeth. I don't know what it was. But I was like, well, I'm not taking this anymore, because every time I took it, I promised as soon as it went down and settled a little bit, I would feel low. I would start feeling low emotionally. And so the Lord, the Holy Spirit, let me know that's what that was. So you have to understand that this world, the governmental systems of this world are evil. And so, yes, they are making stuff in a chemical lab to put in our human bodies, and it's not flowing with our body. And it's intentional by the enemy. He's using them. And I'm not totally against medicine. I'm not telling y'all not to take medicine, because I do believe that the Lord has given, you know, doctors and everything, different things to help us, you know, move things along. So I'm not saying I'm totally against medicine, but I do definitely encourage you to really follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because I remember one time when I got really sick and the doctor gave me like 3 medications, right? And I Googled and I downloaded this app. I think it was drug.com, if I'm not mistaken. And I put all of the medicines. I asked him, I said, can I take all of these together? He said, yeah, you can take all these together. So I typed up all of the words I could not pronounce myself, and I put it in the app. Do you know that taking all 3 of those medications all at one time was not, it was toxic. So they had like 3 levels, like the worst, medium, and the low. I forgot what they labeled it. But taking all of them together, they told that basically the app was like, no, you should not do that. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, the doctors, they tell you one thing, but you really, really have to really pray in addition to that. And then do your own due diligence to make sure you eat the proper foods to make sure you don't have those sicknesses. And there's certain things, of course, that happens along the way. But I made a decision to take one of those pills, and the rest of them, I was like, I'm not taking that because I don't know what it's going to do to my body. And I have had, you know, family members, you know, close to me that has, you know, when they passed away, I'll just share my mom. When she passed away and I went to clean up, you know, all of her stuff in her house, and I saw like all of these medications, like all of these bottles. And in her last day, she was so sick. And my mother was young. My mother was 57, if I'm not mistaken. But she was taking all of these pills, and that was what was making her sick. Taking all of those pills at the same time. She could not keep any food down, and she just was like nauseous all the time. And so I'm saying all that to say, all of these areas are definitely important to God, and He wants us to live a long life. Life abundantly doesn't mean we're going to be in the doctor every 5 seconds and, you know, every time we turn around, something going on. No. But, and it's some other stuff, like I said, in the clubhouse that I will share in more detail about my personal testimonies that I've experienced by taking other routes and not, you know, definitely using wisdom as to what, listen to the doctors and then, again, don't listen to the doctors. But you have to, like I said, I don't encourage nobody to not do that, you know, to not listen to what the doctors are saying. I'm not saying that at all. But when I followed the leading of the Holy Spirit myself, he was showing me this for this time. He was showing me different things in my own personal life so that I would be able to share that with others. And now I'm just not keeping silent anymore. Like, I'm not going to be ashamed of the different things that God has placed inside of me, and I'm not going to shut my mouth. And I do encourage everybody in this room, like, whatever God has placed on you and you just feel like it may be too much, it may be too much for other people, and it may be. God may be taking you to a whole nother circle of people where your 10 things that you're doing, your 10 things that you're doing is not compared to the 20 things somebody else got going on. You know what I mean? It's all about your capacity and what you're able to, what you're willing to even take on, because God will give you the grace to do all of it that He called you to do. If He gave it to you, He'll give you the grace to do it.
And so I believe that he'll grace us for whatever we're willing to say yes to. And so whatever that is, just ask the Lord to give you the grace, to give you the discipline, whatever vision that he's given you, he'll give you the time and he'll give you partnership with the right people, you know, to make sure you get that thing off the ground. But I understand that, just remember, I'm going to say this one more time. You sometimes have to change your circle of people, because I noticed that the people that were saying this stuff, they really ain't had nothing going on, you know? So it did seem like I was probably doing too much. So sometimes you have to get around people that probably know more than you and have traveled the road you're trying to travel so that you can kind of glean from them, you know? So you have to be careful with that, the relationships that we're in, because that can sometimes be discouraging and be damaging to your future and your destiny. So anybody else have anything to say before I close out?
I say this in a joke, but I really mean it. If anybody else is getting ready to tip off the cliff, just call me. I guarantee you that you will not fall. You won't fall. I'm going to let you have it, your moment. I'm going to let you even look down. But I guarantee you won't tip off, because you're necessary, you're needed, and your voice is vital. I love you all. God bless.
And thank you so much, Prophetess Madeline, for just being in my ear. I appreciate you. I love you so, so much. And I just thank you, Lord, for... You know, I just thank God, you know, for all of the people that he places around you that will make sure you give birth, you know, in due season. And I greatly, greatly just openly say I appreciate you. I appreciate everybody that has said something, and everybody that is in the clubhouse that are praying and just, you know, being here just is encouraging. It's definitely encouraging. So let me close out in prayer. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for another day. God, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you are doing in this season. In this year, 2022, God, this will be a year that we have never seen before. This will be a year where you will manifest your power and your glory in and through us in a way that we've never seen or even imagined. But we are looking forward to what is next. And God, whatever that is, God, we partner with you in this season. God, we yield ourselves to you even the more in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for divine connections. God, we pray, God, that we will partner with the right people in this season. God, we pray, Lord, that everybody that's supposed to be disconnected in this season, even if it's not anything negative going on, but you're just causing us to just move to the next place. Lord, we just pray, God, that you will open our eyes and let us see what we need to see in this season, and we grasp hold of you like never before. Take us to higher heights, God. Take us to new dimensions in you, Lord. Let us encounter you in a way that we've never encountered you before. Let us not limit you in this season. Let us not box you in, God. So we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for everybody that is in this room. We thank you, Lord, that everybody, God, that is has a calling, has a vision that has not yet to come to pass. And even things that we have made dropped and we have just thrown to the side and we said, you know, maybe I should not do that. Even the people that are second guessing in this room, I pray in the name of Jesus that God will revamp your vision. I pray that a fresh wind would blow on that vision that God has given you. Even something that you have buried years ago, God said, go back and pick it up and brush it off. And God said he's going to give you fresh insight, fresh vision for what you have laid aside and said, no, I don't need to do this. God will show you and give you strategies in this season. God will ando shiki amaso yenabando sheke yamase glory kanda sheneban suko yedebe shanda yenabasu nadamai. We're giving birth in this season and we're pushing out everything that God has placed inside of us, and we won't be afraid. We will do it with confidence. We will do it with boldness in the name of Jesus. This season will be a season like we've never seen before. And God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're birthing inside of us. We thank you, Lord, how you are causing us to see things different. We thank you, God, for healing and wholeness in every area of our lives. We thank you, Lord, for our heart is being fixed. We thank you, Lord, for our mind is being regulated. We thank you, Lord, for our physical being is coming back into shape. We thank you, Lord, for our emotions will be stable in this season. We thank you, God, how you're stabilizing everything
thing in our lives. You're giving us balance, God. You're showing us what we should give time to and what we should not give time to. God, you're giving us new vision in this season, God. And there are even things that we didn't think we would be able, capable to do and carry out. We thank you, God, because you're equipping us, Lord. You're letting us know the tools we already have down on the inside of us, God. And you're sharpening those tools in Jesus' name. And we thank you for this will be a season we've never seen. And God, we embrace it. For you said in your word that the just shall live by faith. And we walk by faith in this season and not by sight. And God, we will not be distracted. We will not be moved. We will not be shaken. We will not be uprooted. God, we will be like a tree planted by the rivers of living water. God, you know about it. We will stand firm on what you called us to do. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and we declare it done. Thank you, Jesus. So God bless you all. Thank you again for coming in the room. And we will move forward and do what God has called us to do. Stay tuned for the next Clubhouse. And we are just going to get excited about it and just dig in and see all of what God wants to do in our holistic life. Amen. So God bless you all. And you click on my profile. I'm going to learn how to maneuver.
Right. I was going to say, but go ahead. You got it. That's right. Click on your profile.
Yeah, click on my profile and what should they do? Help me out, man. So help me out.
Click on her profile. Tonight she was scheduled to go under her room, but she just started a room and we thank God because either way, God showed up. Click on her bio. When you go under her bio, under her Clubhouses, it will say holistic ministries be healed. Go ahead and become a member of that club. She will then begin to schedule her next room under that club so that you can get notifications. Also, if you're not following her, go ahead and follow her. If you're not following any of these dynamic people here on the stage, follow them. Each person in this room does something just amazing. So follow everyone, but please do follow her here on Clubhouse. Also follow her on Facebook. She has a private group. Tell me the name of it, Crystal. I'm going to mess it up.
The Woman, Loving the Woman You've Overlooked. It's just for women, but that's on Facebook, Loving the Woman You Overlooked.
Yes. So follow her there, or you can follow her on her personal page, which is author. Yeah. Like an author that writes a book, Crystal Love. So please follow her there. Also, go to her website. She has many merchandise items right now, her hair growth oil, her vision journals. I mean, she just has a lot to offer, all of her multiplicity of books that she has produced. So just follow her and continue to pray for her as she go forward. And if there be nothing else, is there anything else, Prophetess Crystal?
Yes. I want everybody in the room, I believe a lot of people in here are already connected to Wall Shatterers, I think. But for all of those that are not, Prophetess Madeline, every morning at 8 a.m. is a dynamic, awesome, power-packed, filled, Holy Ghost-filled. If you need a refilling, if you need a charge, if you need to be birthed out, this is the place to be every morning at 8 a.m. I think except for Saturdays and Sundays, right?
Yes, ma'am, except for Saturday and Sunday.
Wall Shatterers Clubhouse, and you can click on her bio to be on there. I'm on there every morning. I definitely try to be on there every morning, but it has been a blessing to me. It has definitely been a blessing to my life. It has definitely been a place where I can receive healing and be poured to pour out and be poured into. So I'm so grateful for that connect. So if you are not following Prophetess Madeline, please go to her profile. And everybody that's in here, if we all just can connect and follow each other and see what all we have going on, because everybody is birthing out something. So we just thank God for this season that he has us in. So we're going to pray for each other, push each other forward, and support each other. That's what it's all about, right? We growing together and expanding the kingdom together. Okay, so thank you all for coming on, and we're going to end this room. Until next time. Love you all.
All right. This room is now ending in 5, 4, 3. Oh, you got to end it, Chris. You know how to end it?
Yes. No.
All right. Click the three black dots above Elder Terrence's head. It's going to say in room, and you're going to click in room.
All right. I got it. I'm learning, y'all. All right. Bless y'all. End in the room. Good night.